G'day, welcome to the Classic Nine. Dangerous Dave here. It's January 31. And here come the biggest moments in rock for the day as well. Coming up, Roxy Music. Their guitarist, Ray Manzanera, was born on this day, 1951. He produced David Gilmour's first LP after Pink Floyd as well. Looking forward to that. We'll play you Neil Young as well. A 17-year-old Neil Young played his first show in Winnipeg on this day in 1963. Also got Nirvana. It was this day in 1992 that Nirvana played the Palace in Melbourne on the Nevermind Tour. Come As You Are a little later on the Classic Night, but let's begin with Kiss. At number 9 this day, 9 years ago, they announced that Peter Criss was leaving the group for a second time. The first was in 1980. This is Sure Know Something at 9 on the Classic 9, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, number 7 on the Classic 9, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. January 31, 1952, and born this day was Adrian Vandenberg, guitarist of that band there, Whitesnake. Heard Roxy Music, Love Is the Drug, and Sure Know Something from Kiss. We've got The Doors and The Beatles coming up soon on the Classic 9. Don't go anywhere, but here right now is Creedence Clearwater Revival. This day, 1970, and they film a concert for a TV special called In Concert. However, the show was a pilot, and it took 2 years before the show went to air. Creedence. That's from the TV special In Concert, but let's give you the original recording of Bad Moon Rising right now. It's number 6, Creedence on the Classic 9, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. A 17-year-old Neil Young played his first show live in Winnipeg on this day, 1963. Neil Young there, that's Heart of Gold, the big classic. Come As You Are, also Nirvana. Now, this day in 1992, they played the Palace, which no longer exists in Melbourne. I was watching YouTube and found a clip of Come As You Are, and if you find yourself 10 minutes in your day to watch the mayhem that was going on in that show in Melbourne in 1992, it was nuts. People, bottles, chairs, shoes getting thrown around in the mosh as well. Take a listen. The quality's not great, but you kind of get the feel for the show. This day, 1992, at the Palace in Melbourne, Nirvana. All right, it's January 31, coming back on the Classic 9 with the Beatles in just a moment. This day in 1967, and John Lennon visits an antique shop in Kent and buys an 1843 circus poster that inspired which Beatles song? We'll let you know in a moment when we play it. On the Classic 9, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. Being for the benefit of being Mr. Kite, it's the Beatles number 2. Triple M Classic Rock Digital's Classic 9 this day, January 31 in 1967. And John Lennon visits an antique shop in Kent and buys an 1843 circus poster that inspired that very song you just heard. Had the Doors on the Classic 9 too. We're just about done for the day. Thank you for listening, by the way. Midday today too. Triple M Classic Rock Digital is going to spin some Led Zeppelin for you. See, this day in 1970, they hit top 5 in the US. So we'll chuck on Led Zeppelin too from 1970. Midday, Triple M Classic Rock Digital. All right, number one song goes to the Sex Pistols because Johnny Rotten's having a birthday, born this day in 1956.
How would you like a nice smack in the head?
Not very much.
Well, then shut your mouth and get out of my way with that thing.
What do you think you can offer a 16-year-old Green Day fan that Green Day can't?
Big Willie.
Here's the Sex Pistols. Triple M Classic Rock Digital's Classic 9. Triple M Classic Rock Digital has the Classic 9 from 9 this morning. My name's Dangerous Dave. We give you the 9 biggest moments in rock history for today, January 31. Neil Young plays his first ever show on this day in 1963. Nirvana played the Palace in Melbourne on their Nevermind tour. And Johnny Rotten's having a birthday. We'll get on the Sex Pistols. That's all from 9 with the Classic 9, Triple M Classic Rock Digital.